sunshine and 68 degrees where we're at right now. I call this our Wednesday tradition, heading over to OSBTI in Breckenridge and talking with our friends over there. Got Becky on the phone with me this morning. Becky, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Did you have a good 4th of July?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it was great. Once we got to maybe more the 5th of July, the weather was a little better.
Right, you're right on the money. I think the 5th was everybody's 4th. Hey, Becky, today you got a great topic because this is always it's top of mind with me. I know it. We're talking today about the risk of falls. What can you tell us about this?
Right, yeah, so just got a couple statistics here. You know, I was kind of looking at this topic here today because it's something that we work to prevent here a lot at OSPTI and helping people maybe after a fall. But about 25% of people 65 and older fall every year. And about 1 in 5 of those falls results in an injury, so a fracture, a head injury, those types of things. And falls are actually the leading cause of injury death in older adults. So if we can get out ahead of it and prevent those falls, that's, of course, always going to be better than treating after, which, you know, we also kind of work with. But some indicators that maybe you could benefit from some physical therapy or maybe need some help in preventing falls is if you kind of find yourself, you know, walking around things and, oh, I can just hang on to things around my house as I go. I'm fine if I've got somebody to hold on to. That's a good indicator that maybe your balance isn't where it really needs to be or should be. So we work with a lot of different things. You know, number one, kind of taking a look at strength, because that's something that can decrease as we age or just maybe get less active with things that we're doing in our lives.
Sure.
So when we get weaker, those muscles that stabilize us just don't maybe catch us as well when we're falling. Working on some coordination things. And then also just some tips for preventing falls, like getting rid of those throw rugs in the house or either avoiding getting up on a ladder, for sure having somebody with you if that's, you know, if you have to be doing that, but kind of avoiding those step stools and ladders and that kind of thing, if at all possible, because we do see a lot of falls with that. But then, too, if we do have an injury, we'll see people like after, you know, after maybe they've had surgery or just various things to hopefully get you back to fall prevention so that this doesn't happen again, and we can kind of assess those things in preventing the falls.
That, in my own life, that's what happened after my knee surgery, too. It was like, well, the balance will probably be the thing that's going to be the last to come back. So I really had to kind of watch that. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. With increased physical therapy, it just, you know, I kind of got back to that point. Becky, do you see a lot of cases where, and this is true, I think, in a lot of instances where people fall and their health just kind of deteriorates after one fall? I mean, especially with seniors?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. So I think within that statistic of leading cause of death after a fall is sometimes not the fall itself or even the injury itself that causes, you know, that causes that, but it's the complications after. It's the, you know, the immobility. It's, you know, maybe an infection. It's just things kind of spiral downward sometimes after having a fall and an injury. So all of those things really play a role in, you know, what we look at and do. And if we do have an injury, or like you said, even after like a knee surgery or something like that, I always tell people we want to work on strength. We want to work on that range of motion. And then we also want to work on that balance component of things. So really looking at it from all aspects.
Right. Becky, great information as always. I love this segment each and every Wednesday. If people want to know more, we're talking risk of falls today. If people want to know more, what is your number at OSPTI?
Yeah, so our Breckenridge number is 218-641-7725. And then just a reminder, we also have our Fergus Clinic for people that might be closer. And that number is 218-998-2980.
Becky, enjoy the rest of the week. We'll talk next Wednesday, okay?
Sounds great. Have a great week.
That is Becky from OSBTI. We talk with our friends over there every Wednesday here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Sister cries out from her baby bed. Brother runs in, feathers on his head. Mama's in her room, learning how to sew. Daddy's drinking beer, listening to the radio. Hank Williams sings, Collijah.